We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Elizabeth and Radar with producer Dave, and it's the Aftercast because
the fun don't stop at 9 o'clock.
That's how you do it, Radar. Remember, we kind of had a little bit of a
hiccup yesterday,
a mess up yesterday.
Had a little bit, wait a little bit. The fun don't stop at 9 o'clock. Very good there, producer Dave. When something falls on your property from somebody else's property, is it your job to get rid of it, or do you just let your neighbor handle it?
This has been debated on Facebook quite a bit because one of our coworkers had that same incident with a neighbor in a tree.
That's
do you
right.
remember?
Yes, the tree fell.
The neighbor in the tree.
During a storm or like a heavy wind. This was actually done by a contractor that I had brought in.
You damaged your neighbor's tree by your contractor?
Well, okay.
The rumors have started.
Here's the
you
thing.
You heard it here.
Cable was having an issue. The Wi-Fi was having an issue. That little cable that comes in off of the electric pole. And so dude had to come out. He checks. He's like, I got to get up on the ladder and go in your backyard and do all this wiring. And I'm like, all right, that's great. So he had to pull the old wire down. And when he put the new one up, because of where he had to like attach the wiring, there was an old, it's like a, I don't even know if it's a tree. It's like a weed that grew into a tree.
Okay.
So it's almost like 7-8 inches thick, this tree.
Wow.
And it's just gnarly. It's all over the place. So he starts cutting branches to make room for the wire, the new wire.
Where's the root of the tree? Where's the tree?
Which is in my neighbor's side.
Okay. Their tree.
It's their tree. It's like right past the fence that divides our property. So I'm like, all right. Go ahead and cut it, I guess. I mean, you need to make the room. So he's making the room. He's cutting stuff, and everything's falling in my yard. And there's like a big branch he cut off to make room for the wire coming into my house. And he left it in my yard. And he's like, yeah, I had to cut the tree because there was no way we could run your cable through here. The old one was all tangled in there, so now I just cut everything away. I hope that's okay. I'm like, it ain't my tree. And the debris isn't staying in my yard.
Oh, so it ain't my tree. It ain't my problem.
Hell no, girl.
What'd you do?
Well, I just picked it up and put it in his yard. Now, his yard, listen, he's got like six
How
or seven.
How much tree are we talking?
It's a good, you know, set of branches, maybe, you know, five.
You just threw them over
five
the fence?
To eight, yeah, 5 to 8 foot branches.
Oh, you can't do that.
Okay, but he's got like 3 pine trees. He can't even see into my yard. There's like one little area. If you stand in my backyard, just one little area, you can see his house. Otherwise, you can't see anything. He's got an old camper. Look, it's West Dallas people, okay? He's got a camper.
Oh, so we just because the place is normally dumpy, you got to keep it dumpy?
It's West Dallas. This is how people keep things. He's got an old camper that's kind of parked in the back, too. So I just started discarding some of the branches
what
that came off of
say?
His tree.
What did your wife say? You know she didn't think this was okay.
I put them like all... I kind of spread them out. I didn't put them in a big pile. I kind of spread them out.
Along yes, with it's some... his tree, but it's not his fault. It was an inconvenience to your cable. You chose to get cable.
Or is it?
He's they getting cable house, from that yeah. same area, although it goes
I don't know if you can give
towards his
back.
House, and mine goes to my house. So anyway, I gave him back. Told my wife what happened.
Did you She's put like, a card
so
with
wait
it,
a
too?
Second. If I come to your house and I make some taco dip, it's my taco dip. I made it. But you chose to eat it, and you made a mess of the taco dip all over the floor. You're going to not just clean up the mess. You're going to pick up the taco dip and like throw it back into the taco dip bowl?
That's
you would never do that.
That's food you're talking about. This is a tree that
but you
nobody,
would never do that.
Nobody cares about a tree. Okay, this analogy doesn't even work.
People do
I'm sorry.
Care about a tree. Careful
I would put it back
that.
In there. I would put it back in there. Sure, why not? No. So I told my wife, she's like, okay, do we have Wi-Fi? Is it working? Yeah, it's great. I told her exactly what this guy did in the backyard and that he put a new wire up and had to cut the tree branches down, which I conveniently put in the neighbor's side because it belongs
this
to the
guy.
Neighbor. And she said right away, you can't do that. You have to pull those back out, cut them up, and otherwise he's going to be pissed. And I'm like,
do you guys see this neighbor?
The guy, I don't even, his name is Steve. That's it. I don't even know his last name.
You're just going to call him out on the podcast,
I was just thinking, like, you probably didn't even notice that you put the branches there until you've been talking about it now for the past 4 minutes, saying, Steve, my neighbor, I just put some branches in your yard.
He's an older guy that's barely ever home. I'm like, he's never even going to know that this was done because he's got some other dead branches
because
there from
what?
The other
branches
trees.
Should have never got to that point anyways. They should never be going over your fence.
He should be trimming that tree.
Exactly.
You know what? I don't disagree with that point. That's true. But he didn't fix the tree.
He didn't. I helped. Actually, I didn't. The contractor fixed the tree for him.
What happened with our coworker, John, when this happened to him? Didn't he, like, call the city about this?
Well, yeah. Wasn't it a huge, like, that was, like, a big, like, storm that, like, had fallen into his backyard.
The tree down. And he said,
like, it wasn't just branches. It was like a legit.
It took the tree down.
Yeah, it was a whole tree.
And it did fall on, I believe, the people that owned the tree. Pun intended.
Yeah.
Like, it fell on them that they had to be responsible for.
They had to be responsible for it. Now, I probably could have knocked on his door and said, hey, they had to cut your tree. I put some branches back there. You have to take care of it.
But hey, how's your cable?
But I decided not to, and the cable's great, and the Wi-Fi's awesome.
Okay.
That's all that counts.
That's all we need.
But and the tree didn't feel anything.
This
so
is
hey.
A PSA no. to trim your trees, people. Otherwise, you might end up with extra scraps in your yard that you don't want.
Only if it's my yard.
Only
if
in West Allis.
If stuff falls in my yard, boom, it's going back
no
at you.
What's the saying, why West Allis?
That's why West Allis.
That's why West Allis. Not West Dallas,
West Dallas.
That's why we stand.
That's better in my mind.
That's the Aftercast. God. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. with your Sam Hunt tickets to see him at Summerfest at 7:30.
Yeah, and then hottest, would you say, hottest performer around? One of the hottest.
With that
hottest
stash. Anyway. He's the hottest dude around,
with the
too.
Stash, right? Justin Bieber, 8:30. We have tickets for him to see him at Summerfest. So you can win those, too.
God, those are such great concerts.
Huge.
You could be a winner. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on The Mix.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.